Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
There are still a lot of people in the world and here in the United States who are anti-war. And I am anti-war in the fact that I wish there were never any wars, that Jesus would return as Prince of Peace and all wars would be done away with. But I also recognize that sometimes war is necessary. And there is, I believe, the Bible, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, gives justification for what is called just war. I believe that World War II was a just war. And what was it that drew us into World War II? We wanted to stay out of it as the United States. It was Japan attacking Pearl Harbor. When our self-interest were attacked, when our nation was attacked, when our national security was in jeopardy, that is when America rose up and went to war. And unfortunately, I think that's just exactly what's going to happen here, is that it's going to have to get to the point where it's so ramped up that the nations of the world begin to feel insecure for their own national security before they go to war. But I think that if anybody's pushing in that direction, it's ISIS. I mean, Al-Qaeda definitely did. ISIS has taken it even beyond what Al-Qaeda was.
How else can we pray?
I think that there comes a time, and I really believe that we are entering into that kind of a time right now, where righteous men and women have to pray, Lord, give us boldness. And we see this in the book of Acts. It was on a much smaller scale, but the same idea is there. After Jesus was crucified and then he rose again and ascended into heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit to indwell and empower the apostles. And so the apostles and the early disciples started to go into Jerusalem and throughout the land of Israel, and they started preaching that Jesus Christ is God and is the Messiah. Well, the religious leaders of the day had just only months before killed Jesus. So they were not excited or impressed in any way, shape, or form in what was going on. And so they pulled in some of the disciples and they beat them and they told them, we're going to let you go this time, but you are not allowed to teach and preach in the name of Jesus. And so they went back and met with the other disciples in Jerusalem in the key core leadership. And they prayed a prayer. And in the prayer, they said, Lord, consider their threats. And that was it. Then they left it. And then they moved on and said, but fill us with all, give us all boldness to preach your word and stretch forth your hand to heal. And may signs, wonders, and miracles be done in the name of your holy servant, Jesus. Mm-hmm. That is the prayer for today.
Yeah.
Lord, consider the threats of ISIS.
Yeah.
Consider the threats of Al-Qaeda. Consider the threats of Boko Haram in Nigeria. But Lord, grant us great boldness to preach your word and to live godly lives and to stand up for justice.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.